From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it cannot yet confirm an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A defense spokesman said a coalition airstrike near the town of al-Shaddadi Friday targeted Georgian national Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shushani, or Omar the Chechen. He's described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questions the value of the policy called leadership decapitation as a way of defeating the IS group.
Really, since around 2008, we've been heavily reliant on drones as a cornerstone of counterterrorism strategy. And we've used them in all of the major terrorism hotspots, and yet, there continues to be a big terrorism problem in Iraq and in Syria, in Somalia, and in Afghanistan and in Yemen.
The latest news follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed IS official Amir al-Absi, also known as Abu el-Athir. U.S. officials told VOA they have not been able to confirm al-Absi's death. The U.S. government has added to the sanctions against the Lord's Resistance Army and the African rebel group's leader, Joseph Kony. The Treasury Department says the financial sanctions announced Tuesday are in response to the U.S.-designated terrorist group's targeting of civilians in the Central African Republic. The department says that since December 2013, the group has killed, kidnapped, displaced, or committed sexual violence against hundreds of CIR residents, as well as looting or destroying civilian property. It also accused the group of trading in illicit diamonds and illegal elephant ivory to generate revenue. Kony is also wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes and crimes against humanity. This is VOA News.